A ceremony in Oslo City Hall, a far cry from the war in Ukraine and repression in Belarus. But a poignant reminder nonetheless of the ongoing conflict in the region and those fighting against it. First to receive the accolade, Natalia Pinchuk, whose husband Aleš Bieliatsky is currently imprisoned, the fourth laureate to win the prize whilst behind bars. The founder of the human rights group Vyasna, Bieliatsky led attempts to document abuses committed by the government of Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko. And was arrested nearly a year and a half ago during mass anti-government protests that engulfed the country following the contested elections where Lukashenko was declared winner. On behalf of the Memorial Rights Group, its chair, Jan Raczynski, representing one of Russia's most highly regarded civil rights organizations, founded by another former Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Andrei Sakharov, that focused on uncovering human rights abuses in the Soviet era, and Oleksandra Matvichuk, head of Ukraine's Center for Civil Liberties, for their work documenting war crimes perpetrated against civilians in Russian-occupied areas of the country.
We sent numerous reports to UN, to OSCE, Council of Europe, and nothing stopped. This horror still continue, and after large-scale invasion, we faced with unprecedented level of human pain.
For Jan Raczynski, what has been surprising has been the humanitarian response against Putin's invasion of Ukraine and the Russians who are willing to defy the government to help forcibly displaced Ukrainians move back home.
In fact, there are lots of cases where people get very serious support. Without it, it would be particularly difficult for disabled people who are being helped to move back to Ukraine from Russia.
In Belarus, where the Lukashenko government continues its repression of dissenting voices, the danger of speaking out against the heavy hand of the state risks imprisonment and torture.
We saw in 2020 that people were brutally beaten, and we remember their cries when they were brutally abused by police forces, and all those things haven't stopped. Those beatings, the abuses are still going on, but they're going on in prison, where those people can't be heard. No one can hear their cries.
The voices that dare to speak up, remembered and honored, and the work they continue to do in the face of monumental challenges. Sonia Gallego, Al Jazeera.